Hello.
Hi, good morning. Throat Meat Family First. This is NJ Jackson.
Yes.
How you doing today, ma'am?
All right, how are you?
I'm very good, ma'am. Ma'am, I was just reaching out to you because, I don't know, have you received my text or something? Like, I'm trying for a while.
I
Have you?
switch carriers.
No,
Like,
have you? Okay.
I don't get all your text messages. Me and Barbara is under the same plan, so our phones is kind of messed up because I tried to switch carriers and keep both of our phone numbers. So we're having a little trouble with people contacting us and stuff like that, and it's really, really weird. It's like glitching. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what would be best. I'll probably end up getting a new phone number, and she probably will too.
Okay. All right. What I have to address with you is that, you received a text from Nina, my supervisor. She
From
informed
who?
us, Nina, someone texted you, Nina Knight, one of our supervisors. The phone number that was listed for Miss Barbara is a cell phone, and the clock ins and the clock outs must be from a landline. As she doesn't have one, you must download an app to clock in from your own phone, okay? It will make the process a little easier, actually, for you to have the track, keep the track, you know? And
Yeah,
also,
I never knew that. I never knew that she should have a landline. Nobody never told us that.
no, I got you. And it's been like a lot of knowledge about that because, regulations have been standardized by UPMC, the insurances, and all this stuff, but I'm sharing with you just about, some minutes ago, I sent you a text with the instructions for you to download the app on your phone, and that way you can have it available, an option to clock in and out. Okay,
Okay. Is it self-explanatory? Like I'll be able to work it?
sure, I'll send it. The instructions are very brief. You just download the app, you hit the sign up button, you start, filling your information, and then at the end it will give you a code. That code you will need to give it to me, so I link you to the system and to the patient, okay? And when you're about to clock in and
Okay.
out, it's way easier. You just access it, punch, clock in, and that's pretty much it. Now that I have you on the phone, there have been like some multiple visits for the last month, in this case, most of February actually. I'll tell you that I'm missing a clock in, or a clock out. So I'm gonna need you to send me a timesheet. I don't know. I'm not sure if you even received those texts because of the issue you have with the phone. So maybe I should list them out.
No. Yeah, let me write it down because I never got any type of message from you about that. Let me write it down.
Okay. I was also
Yeah.
contemplating sending you an email, but I'm not sure if you also will have an issue with that.
That might be a good idea.
Okay. I have jacksonnj@gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, so
Oh,
I'll
so
list.
you want to send me the time through the email instead of me writing it down, or you want me to write it down?
Yeah, I'm gonna send it through the email so it's way easier for you, okay?
Okay. Yep.
Okay, and as well, I'm gonna send you the instructions as well via email in case you don't receive this via text for downloading the app. And
Okay.
yeah, so we can have everything back on track, okay? And in any case,
Okay.
this is my number. I will be calling right now, Miss Barbara, just to check up on some things. You know what I mean? We gotta do the monthly check once a month, but I know you guys had this issue with the phone, okay? So just let her
Yes.
know that I'll be
Now,
calling.
okay, now I have a question. Would I be able to, will she be able to like get services on a weekend?
Yeah, we can actually switch the schedule if it's needed, you know? So,
I think that would be best too, cause I don't know. I'm gonna look at these dates that you send me through the email, but I think some of them might be a little messed up because my mom, she's well committed to her church, and sometimes I'll have to just leave her and I'll clock out, And then, I don't know, but I'm guessing that's where the mix-up is, because it's no service by her church. So
okay.
She'll stay, and I'll leave, and I'll clock out, and I don't know, maybe it's that's the issue. But I think to avoid all of that, and she agreed that the weekends, because she used to do weekends, but she had switched, but now she's pretty much involved with the church, so
okay,
it's a little complicated.
So let's do something, okay? You know, I mean, you're very much aware of how many hours they are. I don't know. They're like, how much? 45? Yeah, 45.
45.
So try to discuss with Miss Barbara a schedule that works better for you and for her. And
yeah.
when you get that schedule, send it to me so I can modify that here in calendar, okay?
Okay, now, since she can switch back to the weekends, I know last time there was a cutoff to how long it could be.
A reduction of the hours, you see?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, what's the earliest and what's the latest she can do on the weekend?
Oh, I see. So in this case, I mean, please have in mind that every week runs Mondays to Sundays, okay? And
yes.
In between, I mean, just the other reminder is that do maximum of 16 hours a day.
16 a day?
That's right. And in between, if you gotta do like multiple shifts or something, there must be like 8 hours rest in between. That's pretty much like the range around rule. So like out of that, you're free to set it up as works best for you and the patient.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to her and see what she's comfortable with.
Okay. So yeah, any other questions right now?
No, not at all. And
okay.
I'll contact you too if we both have to get our numbers changed. Instead of keeping the same number with the different carriers, then I'll reach out and give you the new number. This is getting a little crazy.
Absolutely.
Calls and stuff.
No problem. You now have my number, and you will have my email shortly as soon as I send you the email, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jay. And, you know, this week is already running by, so I'll send you a timesheet link. I don't know if you used it before. I guess you have, right?
No, I never had a timesheet link. I just had printed out from forever.
Okay,
I'll just
okay.
save one and reprint. That's what I've been doing.
Okay. So, I mean, this timesheet link helps you, like, for you to not have to print anything, and then one, you can just send a lot of days inside, no matter if there's different weeks. So as of now, the cell phone of Ms. Barbara is deactivated because, you know, you have to use the app. Keep the hours of this current week on a timesheet.
Okay.
So, I mean, you fill Monday until today, Thursday, you send it over so we can have it in record. And, yeah, it is for you to have the app set up for tomorrow clock-in, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jay. So please advise me, Barbara, I'll be calling, and if anything, you have my number, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, man. Have a good one. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.